A reading from the book of Sirach. God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Whoever honors his father atones for sins and preserves himself from them. When he prays, he is heard. He stores up riches who reveres his mother. Whoever honors his father is gladdened by children, and when he prays, he is heard. Whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. My son, take care of your father when he is old. Grieve him not as long as he lives. Even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. Revile him not all the days of his life. Kindness to a father will not be forgotten. Firmly planted against the debt of your sins, a house raised in justice to you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all of these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands, as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child and destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They're placed before us today by the church as the Holy Family. We call them the Holy Family because of the special graces they received, the lives they led, and the impact they had on all of humanity. Holy indeed, but human also. Human to the point of having problems like every other human family. Even though we hold them in esteem, they had their crosses to carry, just like all of us, and all the troubles and challenges they had are on display throughout the Gospels. Here are some examples of what I mean. Can you imagine the difficulty in trying to explain to relatives and friends that you are with child, but yet you claim you had no relations with a man? Can you imagine being Joseph and your fiance tells you she is pregnant, but you know you had no relations with her? It's not surprising that Joseph was planning on divorcing her. Can you imagine the stress of traveling or walking some 90 miles in your 9th month of pregnancy, finally reaching your destination to only give birth in the most unsanitary of places? I think I'd be pretty stressed out. Talk about stress. How about the stress and anxiety of having to flee to Egypt because you find out that the government is methodically killing newborn male children in the hopes of killing your son? How about what this family went through when Jesus was separated from his mother and father? Imagine losing your child for 3 days, not knowing where he was or whether he was safe or not. And tradition has it that Joseph died before Jesus began his public ministry. So, in all likelihood, this family suffered the greatest pain of all families, the death of a spouse, of a parent. Imagine being rejected by most of your close relatives. The fact is, as Scripture tells us, that most of Jesus' relatives thought he was crazy. And the saddest moment of all came when Mary had to watch her son suffer and die on the cross. The unbearable agony and helplessness, the grief, the anger, all within the holy heart of this one woman. Yes, we call them the Holy Family, but just like every other family, they encountered life with all its challenges and disappointments. What kept this family together throughout all these trials and hard times? The answer was love. Love for each other and for God. Love did not take away the crosses or necessarily lessen the suffering, but love and trust in God and love for each other is what makes for strength and endurance, support and comfort, and the knowledge and belief that God is always in control. There is no doubt that we learn faith and love through our relationships and through the hardship of daily living. And in the context of family, this holy family, their example has taught us just that, that faith and love are cultivated in family life. One of the major differences, though, between the Holy Family and many of our families today is that they truly lived in community. Aunts, uncles, cousins, they all lived in close proximity to one another. They visited, often shared meals together, worked and played together. A different culture, a different time, yes. But you know, conceptually, the idea of spending time together is of enormous value. This is exactly what we experienced during the Christmas season, when, as family, we celebrate being family by sharing in each other's lives. We have meals together, we laugh together, we give gifts to one another, we send greetings of peace, hope, and love, and we worship together. Christmas is that one time each year when family is raised to the highest of levels, and it sure would be grand if this kind of love permeated the entire year. But sadly, it often falls off as we go back and we hibernate into our busy lives after the first of the year. Spending time together with family is a way of showing that we love them. And all the more so when we realize that by not spending time with them, we are depriving them of our love. If there is someone in your family that you have not spoken to in months for whatever reason, go visit them. Call them on the phone. Go see them. Give the gift of yourself before the end of the year and then throughout 2026. And here's one final thought on families. You know, we are all truly blessed as Catholics. We have a church that stands firm, ever the voice of Jesus on earth. She dares to celebrate the feast of the Holy Family in the midst of a society where divorce is commonplace, where more and more couples are living together without the benefit of marriage, and where legislators are trying to redefine the very nature and definition of marriage. And in the midst of all this chaos and pain, the church remains constant in her position. She has protected the sanctity of family life, and by doing so has protected the sacredness of living as members of the body of Christ. As families reunite again during this Christmas season, let us thank God for all the graces and blessings that our families enjoy. Let us confidently pray for strength and direction, even when our families are at their worst and are in pain. For God is always in control. And let us give thanks for our church, who has been unfailing in her support for family life. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.